Good morning and welcome to The Conversation. I'm Beth Ann Kozlovich. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Beth Ann. Trying to imagine the extent of homelessness in a city the size of L.A.
Well, that's more than just what other people imagine if they are in the greater L.A. area.
Yeah.
And we're going to see what lessons L.A. might have for Hawaii.
Good.
Now, in a city of 10 million, yeah, you might expect a lot of homeless people. According to the Los Angeles Homeless Services Authority, it has a little more than 44,000 homeless people. That's up over the 39,000 in 2013. And if you think Kaka'ako is full of tents in Los Angeles, tents, makeshift shelters, and vehicles as shelters were up 85% from just 2 years ago. Those statistics and the rest of what came out of the point-in-time count can be daunting, but there are bright spots, too. Since 2011, L.A. has had a 38% decrease in veteran homelessness, according to Home for Good. That's the region's initiative to end homelessness. Christine Margiotta is the Vice President of Community Impact at United Way of Greater Los Angeles. And in 2010, she launched Home for Good. Christine Margiotta is on the phone with us now from her L.A. office. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for making time for us.
Thank you for having me.
In January, L.A. Mayor Eric Garcetti announced that there was a major milestone. L.A. was better than halfway toward ending veteran homelessness by the end of this year. And the Home for Good initiative played a leading role in securing the funds to house those roughly 3,400 veterans. He also said that for the remaining half of the veterans, that there would be an additional 1,300 places for veterans or even chronically homeless people who would be housed from HUD funding and an appropriation from LA's Housing Authority. Your LA example right there, and from what we've heard from other communities this week, seems to say that aligned efforts of public and private partnerships and all the levels of government seems to be the categorical recipe for low-income rentals that would end homelessness at its root. Is it?
That's been one of the greatest successes of the work here in Los Angeles, is really seeing the public and private sector along with the nonprofit community really come together around solutions. So that's both looking together at what works, what kinds of programs and best practices can we implement here in Los Angeles, and how do we invest in those programs holistically across public and private funders.
We hear a lot about best practices, and that just sort of becomes a term that people hear, but don't necessarily know what they mean. In terms of best practices, looking at the situation in Los Angeles and in Hawaii, what do you enumerate as those best practices?
So one of them is most simply what you just mentioned, which is coming together across the community to build the public and political will to solve the problem, to really talk about ending homelessness versus managing it or reducing it. So that was one of the first things that we realized was critical as we were launching Home for Good here in Los Angeles, was to bring together government, philanthropy, the nonprofit community, the business community, and our elected leadership around key permanent solutions to homelessness. And that's really the other major piece of this for us, is looking at how do we permanently solve this problem in our community. And what we saw time and time again, both here in LA and across the country, was permanent housing with supportive services as the key solution to homelessness. So whether that be long-term rental supports in housing with mental health care, health services, substance abuse treatment in housing, or affordable housing for those who are newly homeless and just need more affordable rent to get back on their feet. But across the board, the theme was that permanent housing works to end homelessness, that is truly the only thing that creates a sustainable end to this problem.
Is LA using the Housing First model?
We are. And that was, you know, in years past had been quite controversial and I think misunderstood across the community. So very simply stated, Housing First is ensuring that someone has rapid access to a permanent place to live, that is truly your first priority as you encounter someone out on the streets, is securing a permanent home for them and then wrapping around the supportive services that they need to stay there. So again, that health care, job training and placement, mental health services if they need it, but that housing is the first and most critical intervention.
When we have talked with Dr. Sam Samberis, who developed Housing First in other communities around the country, they all come out and say things like, well, you know, housing people is a lot cheaper than managing them. You alluded to that a moment ago. In LA's case, how much cheaper was it?
We conducted a study back in 2009. United Way conducted a study, and the Economic Roundtable also conducted a study of 10,000 people across our community. And what they found in both studies was that it was over 40% cheaper to place someone in permanent housing than to leave them on our streets. And that's because when they're out on the streets, they're cycling in and out of emergency rooms, jails, and other costly crisis systems. And they're doing just that. They're cycling through them without ever resolving the root of their problem, which is the lack of a place to live.
And then when you add on top of that the cost to do sweeps and police enforcement and all the rest of it, then that can be even more than what you've just cited. Would that be true?
Exactly. Exactly. Yes. So that's precisely managing the problem in a very temporary way, because we know when we do sweeps or when someone uses the emergency room for a couple nights or they're hospitalized, we know they're right back on the streets a few days later, because once that crisis is resolved, they still don't have a place to live, a permanent home.
Christine Margiotta, if Housing First is the answer, if it saves that kind of taxpayer money, you're talking about 40% cheaper to be able to house people than manage them, why does there seem to be so much pushback to build more shelters and to focus on these temporary solutions that you say don't work?
Well, I think it's, you know, as you look at the problem, you walk down the street, I know this is similar in Hawaii as it is here in Los Angeles, you see hundreds and thousands of people out on the streets, and I think it's our human nature to want a quick solution. You want to see the problem solved quickly. And because permanent housing isn't always the most visible solution, or it doesn't feel to be as quick a solution, I think people jump to these more short-term fixes like shelters, which certainly have a role to play in Housing First, but they must be connected to permanent housing. So I think it's understandable that people sometimes jump to the short-term fix, but what we see, what the data tell us again and again, is that the only solution that's truly sustainable is that link to a permanent place to live. We know here in LA, it's 85 to 90% of people placed in permanent housing through a Housing First model stay in that permanent housing. They're not cycling back to the streets, versus what we've seen in temporary shelters is that even those who go through a shelter program and are placed in housing, only about 50% of them are successful, and that's a national statistic. So, you know, both for its cost effectiveness and the fact that it just works in solving the problem, that's why we as a community have really embraced that Housing First and permanent housing model.
And thanks very much for sharing that with us this morning and for giving us your time.
Thank you.
Christine Margiotta is the Vice President of Community Impact at United Way of Greater Los Angeles. 5 years ago, she launched Home for Good, the region's initiative to end homelessness. Home for Good brought together over 200 partners, public and private funders, to leverage over $700 million in resources to house over 20,000 people to date.